could have been a very, very interesting last day. I suppose that irritating last wicket from Gloucestershire sort of almost changed the game, didn't it?
It was a very good partnership from their point of view. They took a lot of time out of the game and added another sort of 50-odd runs, I think. So, the last two wickets took a bit longer than we liked. Just after lunch, when we took the four quickly, we looked like we were in the box seats. But, you know, fair play to the tail end of Gloucester. They fought very hard.
Yeah, it was difficult to get wickets, wasn't it, in the first session, and you got those four wickets immediately after lunch, and then you really thought you were in the driving seat. Got to be about 150 to get in, quite a lot of time to get them as well.
Yeah, at that point things looked good for us, but the new ball was key, but it didn't really last more than about a dozen overs after that. Still a little bit of movement, but it didn't have the same pace off the pitch, and for that reason it was just difficult to create the chances from then on, and we also missed a couple, which doesn't help.
Well, the 205, it was tantalisingly poised, wasn't it? But of course, losing those three quick wickets sort of again altered the course of the game.
Yeah, against the new ball again was going to be tricky to start. We needed to set a base, to set a foundation, which we didn't really do. 10 for 3 put us on the back foot and really meant things had to go perfectly from then on. I think in those situations, it's not quite like a one-day game where you know you've always got boundary options and the bowling is limiting what it can do. They've too many options, I think, and so we kind of gave it up when it got to about 12s and over, I think.
And batting-wise, throughout the game, no big score, perhaps that was needed to really get a big total, to really make Gloucestershire fight.
Yeah, we had some sort of 80s and 90s, but as you say, we don't really just want 100s, we want 150s. That's the kind of score that might have made the difference in the match. And yeah, as you say, we didn't get that.
Looking on to Thursday, of course, the first of the one-day competitions. It's been a difficult start for you, really. Would you make much changes for Thursday against Derbyshire?
We don't have the biggest squad, so we'll be seeing how these guys get off the bus at about midnight tonight and see how they feel, and then we'll have a look at them tomorrow. But no, we don't have that many options. We've got one or two guys in the second team who are playing quite well, so they'll come into consideration. But it'll be based heavily around these 13 guys who are here.